The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Hello, welcome along to the midweek edition of The Punt. The Champions League is back. We're going to look ahead to the English teams in action in the Champions League and the British sides in the Europa League as well. My name is Mark Walton. Joining me in the studio is Mr. Lee Phelps. How are you, Lee?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, excellent. Looking forward to the Champions League group stages.
Yep. It's back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward to it myself.
I find it quite hard to get into the qualifiers. Doesn't
yeah.
seem right, does it?
Well, it's not proper, is it?
No, it's not proper. So yeah, this should be good.
Yeah, good. Before we get stuck into that, just a quick reflection on the weekend, Lee. Another win for Man City. They remain at the top of the Premier League. Chelsea, though, again struggling. They got beat by Everton. Is the title race over already?
No, it's not. It can't be. I mean, how many times have we seen teams get fantastic starts and then get clawed back eventually? I think Man City, they will slow down at some point. They've got a special market on the website. When will Man City next fail to win?
Right.
Tottenham away on the 26th is 13-8. That's the favourite. So you got a bit of time to wait until that. That's basically a week on Saturday, isn't it? Yeah, that's right. West Ham at home on the 19th. So the next home game is 13-5. Newcastle at home on the 3rd, which is the week after the Spurs game, 15-2. And Bournemouth at home on the 17th, 14-1. You can also back them to win all of those matches at 9-4. Given what West Ham did at Liverpool and at Arsenal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bit of a stretch to say that they can get a draw at City. 13-5 is not a great price. I think City will probably get past that. But if Aguero's still out, and if the after this game against Juventus midweek, might be worth a look. 13-5 for basically you're looking at that's West Ham plus one.
Yeah.
So West Ham to get a draw or a win. Other than that, I think the Tottenham 13-8 is a reasonable favourite. I think they could go to Tottenham and Tottenham could maybe hold on to a draw. So interesting market though. But no, I don't think the title's over. I think Chelsea are having all sorts of problems. People keep saying this is very reminiscent of when Mourinho left the first time round. Now if they take on Maccabi Tel Aviv this week and don't get a win, could be interesting. They've been slashed in the odds for next manager to go 5-1 now to be the next manager to leave. But you'd have to expect they'll at some point come out of this slump. I just think Fabregas, Costa and Hazard, they just look poor. And without those three,
yeah,
I don't think that they're going to look good enough going forward. They look shocking going forward. And in defence. So, not over, but whether I could back Chelsea now is another matter. I have been putting them up all season long, as short as it's been. But, yeah, I mean, you've got, like, there's quite a lot of outright markets left as well. Dual forecasts, the straight forecast, the outrights, the top four finish. Chelsea 12-1. I still would have them closer to Man City than Arsenal and Man United, though.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think they should be the fourth favourites. On your straight forecast prices, Man City and Chelsea is 4-1. They'll come good. They'll go on a long run. I think they're still more solid than Arsenal and Man United. I'd take that as my, if you hadn't had a bet on the outright Premier League at this stage, I think that 4-1 Man City Chelsea is a good bet. I had it the other way around, remember. I had Chelsea Man United as my first straight forecast pick. I didn't think City would do as well as they are doing. The dual forecasts forecast prices, Man City, Chelsea is 7-2. I don't, just in case they do pip them, it's a long way to go.
No, that's the thing, isn't it? There's a long way to go. They're going to come good. Well, they should come good.
Yeah, you think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, you think so, but they've had a disastrous start.
Yeah, I'm not going to be betting on them for a couple of weeks, for sure.
No. We'll get your thoughts on how they'll get on midweek anyway, because let's get stuck into the Champions League betting. We'll start with Man City's game. They're at home to Juventus. Man City 4-5, the draw 23-10. Juventus are 4-1, as we mentioned. Man City sitting pretty at the top of the Premier League. This is their sternest test of the season, though. We know in the past that the Champions League form hasn't necessarily matched the league form, so would you take City at 4-5 here?
This is a bit like me backing Chelsea every week. Every year, for the past couple of years in the Champions League, I've said this is the year when City learn how to do it properly. And they just don't do it. And the home form has been poor. I know they're playing good teams, But then Juventus fit into that bracket, losing to Barcelona at home, losing to CSKA Moscow, drawing with Roma, losing to Barcelona. I mean, the thing for Juve this year is since Pirlo left, they haven't looked the same team. They got a draw 1-1 at home to Chievo at the weekend, lost to Roma, lost to Udinese at home 1-0, did beat Lazio in the Super Cup. But the fact that's the only win of the competitive season so far. So this is a big ask for them as well to come away to Man City. I think they'll try and shut up shop and try and come away with a point. You know, they haven't managed to do that yet on the road in Serie A. As I say, losing to Roma when Dzeko got the winner instantly. They did have two men sent off as well, Juve, in that game on the 66th and 78th minutes. And that's when kind of Roma got on top of them. I think it's going to be a tight, low-scoring affair. I'm not sure I can go for City at 4-5. I think they could nick it though. Aguero's a massive miss. I think they'll stack the midfield. I think both teams will be cautious here. I would be looking at someone. I mean, if Aguero's not fit to play in this game, which we're told he isn't, Wilfred Bony's pedigree hasn't really been proved. I'd be looking at Kevin De Bruyne to get a goal, if anyone. I thought he came on and looked brilliant, and he wasn't totally match fit, but 19 to 10 for him. Torre's 19 to 10 been in goal scoring form, but I was looking at the goals. I know the under 2.5 is 7 to 10, but I could take that. I think I could probably just about back that, the under 2.5. I think it'll be a tight game. I think I'll probably go for the draw if I had to go for any outcome of the three.
Okay. I might take you on a little bit here. I do think City will win this.
Yeah,
because they're in such good form. The mood confident. In the camp is high. And Juve have had a disaster of a start.
Yeah.
They got beat by, Udinese. You'd say that
Paul.
Man City are probably better than Udinese.
I just think it's easier for Juve to go away and do a job rather than, even away in Serie A, they'd be expected to go and take the game to, the away team. Here, I think they can justifiably, just go out and just batten down the hatches and come back with a draw. I do think Man City can win this game. It's just the odds on price is just annoying me a little bit.
Yeah. All right, so best bet in there. Anything else you want to add in there?
No, I'll go for the draw at 23-10 and the under 2.5 at 7-10. Bit skinny for me, but I'd rather back that at 7-10 than the Man City win at 8-10, 4-5.
All right. Moving to the other side of Manchester, the red half of Manchester. PSV are the opponents for Manchester United. PSV are 12-5, the draw 23-10. Man United are 23-20. They've had a pretty decent start to the season, Man United.
Yeah.
Wayne Rooney won't play, so that's obviously a big blow for them. But Anthony Martial looked exciting on his debut. And how do you see them getting on away at PSV?
I think they'll go away and try and do a job on PSV. I don't think they can really go there. They haven't shown us that they're the sort of team who can go and hit teams on the break. And I know they did really well against Club Brugge, but Club Brugge are a level below. Winning 3-1 at home against Club Brugge, then going there and winning 4-0. But Rooney got a hat-trick, so it's a big miss. That's probably the only game that Rooney shone in all season. So I think they'll set up, and tactically I think they'll go there and look to not get beaten. PSV have been scoring some goals, by the way. Scored 6 at the weekend at Cambuur. Admittedly, Cambuur did have a man sent off after just 8 minutes. I mentioned this. It hasn't got much relevance to the Man United game. I mention it because the guy who got sent off when I was doing the research, his name is Sander van der Streek. Great name. Love that name. So I think they can go there and get something out of the game, but they're going to have to make sure they're aware of this PSV goal threat. What you get in Dutch leagues, and we got the same in the Belgian league, is that they're not bothered about sitting in and defending. They'll have a go at you. Club Brugge, to their detriment, had a go. It was really open. So as much as Man United might go there and think, we can set up and try and stop them playing, I think they might end up getting dragged into a game, which is going to be really interesting to see. If PSV do come at them, whether they can hold on to PSV. 2 home games so far, 2-0, 3-1 against Groningen and Feyenoord. So nothing amazing there. I don't think the Dutch league's that special anyway. I think it's going to be interesting to see how Man United set up. If they set up solid and don't look to get forward, then I might look at goals in the second half here. Be a good in-play bet if it is tight, but PSV are plugging away. Something like, if you look at the goals markets and the total goals, the second half over 1.5 goals is 23-20. Don't mind that. Just the over 2.5 in the match is 19-20. again, don't mind that at all, because I think United might get dragged into it. As for the result, I think United can win. It's just I just worry about where the goals are going to come from without ruining the team. You know, can Martial go and score away in the Champions League after coming on and doing it at home in the Premier League? I guess you'd have to say yes. You know,
what about Memphis? He seems to have served his best for the Champions League.
7-5 to score at any time. I'm not sure about the. You look at Daley Blint breaking from midfield. You know, 13-2 that goal he scored at the weekend. I'm going to go for a goals play. I think United will get something out of it, but their price 23-20 doesn't give me anything to go on the draw no bet or the plus one. So I'll just say that over 2.5 in the match, or if you prefer, a touch of odds against over 1.5 in the second half.
All right. If you want to be a little bit brave and you fancy it to be fairly tight in the first half, Man United to eventually gain control, draw at half-time, Man United at full-time, and the double result is 9-2.
Nice, yeah.
If you think PSV are going to try and draw Manchester United into a game and they take the lead and then Man United come back and win, that's 28-1 on the double result, if you're brave.
Yeah, that's a pretty big price, that, isn't it? They don't land as often as you'd like at that price. That's why they're that price.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Yeah, I think both teams will look at this group is an easy group, really. CSKA Moscow and Wolfsburg are the other two teams. But PSV will know that they need to win the home game. So I think we will see them coming out. It's just how Man United approach the game, and if they've got enough pace to break on the counter attack. But yeah, I'll go for the goals over 2.5 in the match or over 1.5 in the second half. For a slightly bigger price.
All right, signing with goals there. Then let's move on to Wednesday evening's games. We'll start with Chelsea. They're at home to Maccabi Tel Aviv. Chelsea are 1-7. The draw 6-1. Maccabi Tel Aviv are 25-1. We've mentioned that Chelsea have been struggling this season. Another defeat at the weekend. Sitting 17th in the Premier League. Is this though a good opportunity to bounce back and suddenly everything's looking better?
It has to be, doesn't it? But we said that at the weekend. I said that against Palace. I mean, how often can you keep saying these things? You know, this is a team, obviously, who will be full of confidence. 1-7. No one will be backing that. I'm not even sure if people will be confidently putting it in Akers this weekend. You know, all the goal score prices are really, really short. I tell you, I mean, given what we've seen, I think Chelsea will win this game. But given what we've seen from Chelsea so far this season, they've conceded in every single game they've played so far. 2 against Swansea, 3 against City, 2 against West Brom, 2 against Palace and 3 against Everton. There's a man called Eran Sahavi who plays for Maccabi Tel Aviv, who has been in sensational form in the Champions League and overall. He scored every away goal they've scored this season in the Champions League so far. He's just been in great nick. Now, Sahavi's got 7-6 in the Champions League. He's got 12-12 for club and country since the start of the season. He's been in really good form. He didn't score against Wales and didn't score in the league game against Ironi Kiryat, but that's the first time he hasn't scored for a month. He's been scoring twos, just in really good form. He's 3-1 to score at any time. Now, do Chelsea suddenly become this defensive unit? I'm not sure. I think they'll win, but I'm not sure I can go for them in any shape or form. I can't be looking at them on the handicaps because I don't think they're quite good enough. So the only bet I could have if you're looking at an outright would be Chelsea to win an under 2.5. But even that I wouldn't be confident of. So I'm going to go for a bit of a crazy one here. And that's, Chelsea to win and both teams to score is 9-4. It's a big difference between that and 1-7.
Yeah.
Chelsea to win, both teams to score 9-4 might be worth a look. But I like Zahavi, 3-1 to score at any time here. I think that's a nice price for a man who's in form, especially in the Champions League. And I think, you know, on the break they may get chances. They might not get many, but in a man as good a form as him, then you'd expect him to be able to pop one or two away. So bit of a flyer picking a goal scorer at Stamford Bridge. But if you don't want to go quite as big as that, then the Chelsea to win and both teams to score at 9-4 is my other bet, 9-4.
All right, if you look at Chelsea's record in the opening game of the Champions League in recent years, they drew 1-1 at Stamford Bridge with Schalke last season, widely expected to win that game. The year before that, they played Basel at Stamford Bridge, widely expected to win that, lost 2-1.
Yeah.
Is this a similarly slippy start, do you think?
Well, I mean, and they were in good form then, weren't they? You know, so, like, you know, there's no reason to think they'll do any better. The 17th in the Premier League, 4 points from five games, a minus five goal difference at the minute.
Is 25-1 that tempting enough for a real shock Maccabi Tel Aviv?
It would be a massive
shock. It would be an absolute.
I'd have to play, like, I'd have to. Do you know what's funny about that? So, Maccabi Tel Aviv are 25-1 to win the match.
Yeah.
The match result in both teams to score is 16s.
Yeah, I'd notice that. Yeah.
You'd have to play the plus one, wouldn't you? You really would. All the draw, no bet. It's 12-1. Mind you, it's such a difference in price, isn't it? 12-1 draw, no bet compared to 25-1. That says a lot about it as well. The plus one's 9-2. A couple of quid. 25-1.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's worth chucking a quid on, or a couple of quid on, isn't it? As part of your, you know, if you're having a bet in a game and you think, oh yeah, I'll chuck whatever you, you know, whatever your staking plan is. If it's a tenner, then I maybe chuck a quid at it. But that, God, I mean, Mourinho might well be on his way if they win.
Yeah,
he might be too embarrassed.
In his press conference the weekend, didn't he say we will get relegated?
Yeah, still maintaining. He blamed everything. He was like, yeah, nothing's going right for us. We went to do the kind of, you know, the tactics this morning. Computer wouldn't work. I mean, come on.
Blaming it on technical difficulties.
Computer won't work. That's right. And he's like, I mean, he's got a point that everything that they, the opponents hit goes in.
Yeah.
I mean, Naismith scoring a hat-trick against you after coming on a sub is a little bit like, but why wouldn't that continue with Maccabi Tel Aviv? You know, so look, yeah, I do like this guy. I love a goal scorer bet. So I'm going to have a little go on the Zahavi. At 3-1, but like I say, Chelsea to win, both teams to score, 9-4.
Right, the other game on Wednesday evening is Dynamo Zagreb against Arsenal. Dynamo Zagreb are 6-1, the draw is 3-1, Arsenal are 1-2. It's not been an entirely straightforward start to the season for Arsenal. What do you make of them in this one? I think they're hard to figure out this year.
Yeah, they are. I'm not quite sure where they are at all. Normally they start quite well, and they haven't really started that well at all this time. I mean, still play the ball around nicely, haven't been scoring many goals, but have been making chances. Dynamo Zagreb, though, one of those teams that, although they aren't a Champions League powerhouse, the form at home domestically is sensational. Last lost at home on the 31st of July, 2010. So this is a team who are confident and will happily take on anyone who comes to their ground. You know, I'm sure the crowd will be well up for this. Top of the table in the Croatian 1HNL at the moment, 2 points clear of Rijeka, plus 16 goal difference. So they score goals at home, as you'd expect, from all over the pitch as well. Angelo Henriquez has been amongst the goals. But you'd expect Arsenal to get something out of this game. And, you know, again, it's, if Arsenal want to progress in the competition, they really need to be challenging Bayern Munich for that top spot. So they have to win every game apart from the Bayern Munich games, I think. And that means going to Olympiacos and winning, and then going, you know, to Zagreb and winning here. I'm not overly confident, though, I must admit. You know, Arsenal's away form in the Champions League's okay. They won the last the three games away from home. Last season in the Champions League, they beat Anderlecht, beat Galatasaray, beat Monaco, but did lose to Borussia Dortmund 2-0. So I think this is a tricky one. I can always see goals in Arsenal games, though. I don't think they're, you know, remember watching, you know, away from home when they were going through a bit of a sticky patch, and they're just naive. So I think there will be goals. It's just who gets them. Now, Sanchez, I've been putting him up to score every week. He's had just under 30 shots in the Premier League and still hasn't scored a goal. So hit the post at the weekend. He's got to score sooner or later. It's 10-11 here. You know, in the Champions League, you usually get much bigger prices than that. So that kind of puts me off. Ramsey, who was their second leading scorer in the Champions League last year, he scored a few goals. He scored all three of his goals away from home. I also have been looking at him to score soon. So I might go for Ramsey to score in this one at 7-5, but I'm not sure on the result, Mark. I think 3-1, the draw is quite a big price.
Yeah. I was trying to look at Theo Walcott, but even money's short enough. I mean, he scored a couple for England. He scored at the weekend as well for Arsenal. He's obviously had a torrid time with injuries, and he's just starting to get his fitness back. I wonder if he's maybe on the crest of a wave at the moment.
Maybe. But Ian Wright was giving him a bit of abuse on Match of the Day on Saturday night. Obviously, you know, an Arsenal legend. He went through his chances at one point. I know he didn't get a chance to watch it. He went through his chances, and at one point he just went, I'd have scored that. I was like, yeah, sorry, but I'd have scored that now. So, you know, it was quite dismissive of him. Yeah, I could see that. It's the price, isn't it?
Too short, isn't it?
Yeah, they are too short, really. I mean, even Ramsey's a little bit short, 7-5. In the Champions League, you usually get reasonable prices about goal scorers, but not here. Cart back Arsenal at 1-2 against a team who are as confident as Dynamo Zagreb at home. So I'd have to go for the draw at 3-1 here.
Not your best bet?
Yeah, on a price play.
All right, Arsenal to draw then. Moving on to the Europa League games on Thursday. We're going to look at the English teams in, well, British teams, sorry, in action there. We'll start with Ajax against Celtic. Ajax are 10-11. The draw is 23-10, and Celtic are 100-30. Celtic suffered a surprise defeat at the weekend, Lee. Obviously dropped out of the Champions League as well. Ajax is a tough place to go.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, top of the table at the minute in the Eredivisie, 13 points, been scoring goals. The one thing you see from Celtic's games this season, you know, and again at the weekend, as you mentioned, losing 2-1 to Aberdeen. I mean, Aberdeen, 1-1, two penalties. Aberdeen get man sent off. Johnny Hayes goes off at the 72nd minute, and they get a winner. It's like you'd have thought, you know, obviously if you're betting on that in game in play, you'd have been all over Celtic, I'm presuming. But yeah, over 2.5 there, over 2.5 in the win against St Johnstone when they conceded at first. Beata own goal, ended up winning 3-0. They lost 2-0 in Malmo in that game you mentioned when they dropped out of the Champions League. 3-1 at Dundee, 3-2 against Malmo at home, 4-2 against Inverness, 2-2 Kilmarnock. So lots of goals in their games at both ends. And Ajax are kind of similar. And they had a 2-2 draw at Twente at the weekend, beat Den Haag 4-0 the game before that. So again, you know, I've on this podcast, I've put up a lot of goals plays here, but I think this is another one where, you know, I think Ajax will come out and have a bit of a go here. I don't see what they get out of sitting back against Celtic. They'll probably fancy their chances here. You know, Fenerbahce and Molde are the other two teams in this group. Ajax, you know, need to win their home games. Simple as that. So, you know, I'm quite keen on another goals play. 10-11. Maybe a little short. I'm not sold on Celtic's pedigree in Europe this season. I'm not sure if they're quite good enough. I don't think they have enough competition at home, despite the fact they lost to Aberdeen. I just think they're a bit undercooked all the time. So, you know, I think Ajax probably would be the bet. But look, you know, the under 2.5 and over 2.5 are the same price as Ajax at 10-11. So I'll just play over 2.5 goals here. I think Ajax will could win the game, but I think we could see three or more goals easy.
I think Ajax are an attractive enough price at
10-11. You like that, yeah? Yeah, I agree. I'd rather, given it the same price, I'm more confident that there'll be three or more goals in the game than I am that Ajax will win, I guess. That's where I'm going with it.
Yeah. Do you think Ajax could win and both teams to score? Because that's 14-5 if you just want a price.
Could well do. Yeah. Yeah. If you're confident on Ajax, I do think both teams will score because, you know, Celtic have got a goal in them. And I think they'll be happy to kind of play on the counter against Ajax.
All right. Any goal scorers caught your eye here? I mean, Lee Griffiths is the obvious one for Celtic.
But yeah, that is the most obvious one, really. But I mean, the prices aren't bad. Again, you kind of talk, you know, look at the shortest price, i.e. Griffiths, is 19-10.
Yeah.
But no, I haven't got any really strong opinions on the Celtic goal scorer.
Let's move on to Bordeaux against Liverpool next. Bordeaux 17-10, the draw 2-1. Liverpool are 8-5. Bordeaux 12th in Ligue 1, not been a fantastic start to the season for them. Liverpool 9th in the Premier League, got beaten 3-1 by Manchester United at the weekend, beat 3-0 by West Ham the week before. It's become a, after a decent enough start, it's become a very tricky situation at Liverpool now.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, you listen to the phone-ins and all the fans are moaning about the manager, etc., etc. So, yeah, you know, times aren't particularly easy at Liverpool, are they? Bordeaux, I mean, what can you say about Bordeaux? Just inconsistent in general, but the home form is good. You know, the last Ligue 1 game at home, they beat Nantes 2-0. I mean, the Europa League, they haven't really played anyone of any note. Played Larnaca, and they beat 3-0 at home. And Kairat, who are one of the, I looked at the Europa League, working on in-play radio, you get to learn every single team. And I thought I knew every team. I'd never heard of Kairat before. Kazakhstan team. Beat them 1-0. So, yeah, not amazing at the moment. But this Liverpool defence, it's a bit of a worry, isn't it?
Yeah.
One man who could breach it is a Tunisian player. He's born in France, though. Wabi Khazri. He's got 3 goals this season in Ligue 1, and he scored in the last 3 home games, one against Reims, one in that win against the Kazakhstan team, and one against Nantes. So he's in good nick, and if Liverpool are going to be breached, he'd probably be the man to do it. Just looking at, you know, their record overall away from home, the 3 goals conceded at Man United. I mean, they were good against Arsenal. That's the thing, you know, you went, and they didn't concede against Stoke, but it was a pretty dour game. I don't know where Liverpool are, you know. Yeah. I find it very hard to back them, even at 8-5. But I think anything could happen here. I'm really not sure. You know, Kasri is 2-1. I think at home, in decent nick, if Liverpool give away chances, he could be a bet. But I wouldn't be surprised if this is a pretty dour game and Liverpool really batten down the hatches and look to take a point out of it. The under 2.5 is 13-20. So it tells you pretty much all you need to know. I'm worried by putting up a goal scorer that it ends up 0-0, I must admit. So I might even have a bet on him and have a saver on the under 1.5. Because as usual, you've got the 13-20 under 2.5, yet 21-10 for under 1.5. So I think that's a bit of a big price compared to the, you know, almost the 1-2 for the under 2.5. So yeah, I'm gonna have a little go on the goal scorer on Kasri at 2-1, but I'll also play the under 1.5 as well.
All right, let's have a quick chat about Christian Benteke as well. He's made a decent enough start to his career at Liverpool. He scored that unbelievable goal at Old Trafford at the weekend.
I love an overhead kick.
Yeah, 7-5, anytime.
Not been impressed with him, Mark. I must admit. I mean, that was out of this world. I just don't think they played. We said this before they started the season when they bought him. Why have they bought Christian Benteke if they're not going to play more direct football? He's not great with the ball at his feet. It bounces off him. He's better when he's got the ball in, he can hold it up, and he's got runners going past him. Now, Coutinho obviously comes back in for this, so it's a major bonus.
Yeah.
I just don't get what he adds to this team if they're not going to play his style of football. You looked at Villa last season. When Sherwood went in, he got the ball in the box, and he scored goals. That's it. Simple. Have him running onto stuff, or have him taking the ball and letting people run back past him. So I'm not sold on him, to be honest with you. Not, but he is obviously exceptionally talented, and that goal was just wow. And he can score goals like that. But I think they have to change their play a little bit more and find a way of, you know, maybe getting Ibon earlier and having him cross the ball in more to Benteke. He looks like he's trying a little bit too hard at the minute as well, where he's, I think Ian Wright pointed out again on Match of the Day that, you know, he's making his runs a little early because he's so eager to get on the ball. Everything's a little bit forced at the moment. So yeah. I wouldn't be touching him just yet. I'd rather go on the Bordeaux striker Kasri than Benteke at the moment.
There were signs earlier on in the season when Liverpool played Stoke, I think it was. He was making the right kind of runs, but like you say, just maybe not quite clicking, getting them at the right time.
Yeah.
In time, I think if Liverpool adopt his, you know, they start to understand each other a little bit more, I think it will be good for them.
Well, I think
I just wonder if he's just starting to settle a little bit.
Maybe.
Obviously, the Man United result. The game had already gone, hadn't it? So.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not putting him in the same class as Didier Drogba, obviously, but I see him as that kind of player who, if you play through... Didier Drogba was the focal point of Chelsea's attacks, wasn't he? And why not make Benteke the focal point rather than all this pretty pass around the edge of the box? Get the ball down the wings and get it into... I don't know what the problem is with doing that. I know it's not particularly fashionable these days. I'm not saying it has to be long ball. I'm saying play nice football, but get it out wide and get the ball into him. You know, he's use his strength and use his attributes. You know, and look, it may click and they may go to Bordeaux and win handsomely and he scores a couple, but I've not seen enough so far to be putting that up as a bet.
All right. We digressed a little bit there, so let's just quick summary. What will be your best bet in there?
I'm going to go for Kasri to score any time, but I do think it'll be a low-scoring game.
Right. Tottenham against Karabag is where we finished. Tottenham are 4-11. The draw 7-2. Karabag are 6-1. Tottenham sitting 12th in the Premier League. Got the better of Sunderland at the weekend, but that's not necessarily
just
the hardest thing at the moment. They take on a Karabag team who in good form. They've won their last 5 games.
Yeah.
Should Tottenham have too much though at home?
Yes. Yeah, I would say so. I mean, you know, the Azerbaijan League isn't among the best leagues in Europe, I think it's fair to say.
Probably.
but like you say, yeah, they'll be confident. You know, they got a good result against Young Boys, 3-0 at home. I love the fact that they've got a player called Reynaldo. R-E-Y-Naldo. Like, you know, so yeah, Ronaldo scored. Reynaldo. And Richard they've got as well, playing for them. But yeah, Tottenham will have enough too much here, I think, at home. I mean, you look at the price, 4-11. I think Tottenham should be the same price as Chelsea are. You know, that kind of 1-7 price against this team. I think they'll do well here. You know, we made pots and pots and pots of money last time Tottenham were in the Europa League, back in Harry Kane on the headline offers. We haven't got any headline offers at the moment as we record this early in the week, but I'm hoping Kane will be the headline offer. I mean, I think he's backable at 8-11. To be fair, 8-11 anytime. I think he's an excellent player. I thought his goal against Switzerland was really good. Showed the class he's got. I think he'll slowly come back into form. I think this team will be a great opponent for him. You know that I know they're decent and they don't concede many goals. They beat Young Boys home and away without conceding. But I think Tottenham will do well here. I like Tottenham in the Europa League. I think they'll do all right. I know they came unstuck in the end against Fiorentina. And lost away at Besiktas, but before that, you know, they were getting good results. And Kane loves this competition, and I love a player who has a record in the competition. I think he'll be really looking forward to this. It's almost like the Premier League's tricky for him, but international football and this European competition might be his salvation in the early part of this this campaign. So, when that headline offer comes up, if it is Kane, then Kane to score and Tottenham to win would be my bet. I mean, at the minute, you can have. I don't think they're even letting us do it on the drop-down score Wincast menus at the moment. So you're going to have to wait maybe a day or two before that pops up.
Even money, Harry Kane score on Tottenham win.
Oh, is it? I couldn't get that.
Anytime, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not working for me for some reason. It's a bit skinny, that, isn't it? Hopefully they'll boost that. I mean, they'll probably only boost it to 6-4 on the headline offer, won't they? The Harry Kane score and Tottenham win. But I'd probably take that, to be fair. I think Tottenham will win this game, and I like Harry Kane to score in it.
A lot has been made at the moment about his scoring form. You're not buying into that? You think this is a good chance for him to refine
definitely.
It?
Yeah, definitely. And I still think I've always liked him. I see, all right, you know, he's not had the greatest start in the Premier League, but I think his fitness has been an issue. We've been told it's a bit of an issue. You know, as soon as he lined up against maybe inferior quality opposition, maybe Switzerland, that's a bit harsh on Switzerland, but, you know, he looked great. I thought he looked really mobile. Obviously, he's going to score against San Marino. But, you know, the Switzerland goal was good. And like I say, I love that idea. You know, players who have got an affinity with the competition. You know, it's like if you're playing against a team or whatever, you know, who you like scoring against, so you think, oh, yeah, I scored two against them last time. It does give you a little bit of a lift. And I think this kind of they are inferior. Whatever you say about their good record at the minute, you know, Tottenham should be beating even the best team in Azerbaijan by two clear goals, in my opinion.
Yep. I would agree with that. Is it one to watch team news here? Because will Tottenham maybe rest a few with Palace coming up on Sunday?
They could rest Kane. You know, it's not beyond the realms of possibility that they rest him. But just going back to that winning by two clear goals, Tottenham minus one's 10-11.
I don't mind that, yeah. Yeah. Would that be what you play here?
Yeah, I'll play Kane. If he's if he doesn't play, I'd happily take my stake back.
Right. All right. Do you have a best bet for...
And if Kane does play,
yes,
and doesn't score and comes off a little earlier because maybe they want to rest him, super sub.
Super sub, yes.
Super sub. The super sub landed at the weekend as well, by the way. We talked about it in the punt, gave it a bit of a talk up. We're talking about hat-tricks, you know, playing hat-tricks where your player scores two and goes off and the guy comes on, gets one. Great bet. The first and last, it landed in the Arsenal game at the weekend because... Arsenal went 1-0 up through Theo Walcott, and his replacement was Olivier Giroud. So if you'd have played Walcott to score first and last, yep, which would have been about 9-10-1, you'd have been paid out.
Best bet for the week, do you have one?
Best bet for the week is, I do like the over 2.5 goals, Ajax versus Celtic. I think that's got goals in that one. It was 10-11.
All right, good stuff. Thank you very much, Lee. Good
pleasure.
Luck and enjoy this week's European football.
Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.